Thank you, everyone, for these beautiful sharings. And so the meditation that I will offer today is called Touching the Earth. And sometimes it's actually seen more as a ceremony than a meditation. And I will actually front load and give you all the instructions now so that during the meditation, you really are allowing yourself to have the words wash over you, to be with you, to go through you. And so the point of this meditation is really just to look at Pepper mentioned early interconnection. So it's really to look at the sense of interconnection and interbeing that, we all have our separate lineages, ancestors, and all of that. And all of those things come together in many, many different places on this North American continent, for sure. So this meditation is really looking back at all of our lineages, all of our ancestors, and just taking a look with this understanding that that as we say in the Buddhist world, that we all have experienced these 10,000 joys and these 10,000 sorrows. We've experienced all of it. And it's just to take a look at it and know that we are each here and that we can hold each other as best we can in that looking and seeing. And in doing that, so we use the earth as the anchor. So this is, it's touching the earth is what we do. It's the one thing that is common for all of us. So I'll start there. So really just allowing yourself, it's an invitation to this. You can't do this wrong. If you fall asleep, it's because your body and mind needs to fall asleep. If there's a little bit of agitation, something is stirring you. You know, I will say have the eyes closed. And if you're called to have your eyes open at some point, then that's what you do. If there's a smile or laughter, that's fine. If there are tears, that's fine. There's nothing, you can't possibly do this wrong. So really, and as the words are being said, then you really want to, you're almost taking a receptive and listening posture. So you're listening to the body. Maybe you pay attention to sensations that are happening, coming and going in the body. Maybe it's sounds that are in your environment. You allow yourself to pay attention to those. Maybe it's just the sound of my voice. You allow the sound of the voice to be there. Being with the breathing, whether that's warm or cool air at the nostrils or rise and fall at the chest or belly, you can be with any of those. So I say that, so if there's a sense of overwhelm at any point in time, then you go to one of those things. And as I'm reading the Touching the Earth text, then you really don't want to dive into, it's not about analyzing the text itself, that's all in the head. It's about trying to stay with the body as best you can. It's something that you can process later, and I will make the text actually available. So you'll know that, wait a minute, what did he say? You'll be able to check it out later. So just allow it to be there. So first, really just, so, and I will mention, you will hear the word bow, because this comes from a Buddhist cosmology. I use it in a much wider sense than that. So when you hear me say bow, this isn't necessarily something that you have to do. There's not an expectation that you bow. Typically when I do it, I actually don't bow for it. Sometimes I will put my hands together like this, or sometimes my hands like this. Sometimes it's just more an inner acknowledgement of what was read, right? There's an inner acknowledgement. So this isn't like a physical bow, something that you are expected to or have to do. So allowing yourself to be as comfortable as you can be right now in whatever posture you're in, whether you're sitting down, standing up, or lying down, doesn't matter. Screen on, screen off. And I usually invite people to raise and lower the shoulders, to unfurl the brow, to unclench the jaw. Just letting go at the belly. Maybe a couple deep breaths. And if there's a sigh there, that could be good. And just allow these words to wash over you. I bow in honor before you as I look deeply and recognize that you are present in me as elements and that I am a part of you. It is from you that I have been born, and you, who are always present, offering me everything I need for my nourishment and growth. It is to you that this body will return. My mother, my father, and all my ancestors are also your children. You are the fresh air that we breathe, the clear, clean water that we drink, the nourishing food that we eat, and the medicinal herbs that heal us. This is all of the earth. And we bow in honor of the earth at times because we forget, lost in the confusion and worries of daily life. We forget that this body is an earth body, sometimes forgetting that we even have a body, sometimes unaware of the presence of my body, the planet around me and within me. Sometimes we forget and are unable to celebrate the gift of life that is provided us. But right now, in these bodies, as best we can, noticing sensations in the body, maybe noticing there's warmth or coolness, dryness, tingling, just seeing if you can notice a sensation in the body. Noticing sounds in the environment, maybe in your immediate environment around you, or simply the sound of my voice. Noticing or recalling feelings and emotion from the heart mind, from the sharing that just happened. Do you recall or notice an emotion or feeling? These bodies are actually empty of this small sense of self and are yet full and rich of our presence and that of our ancestors. Through our mindfulness practices, we can cultivate the capacity to be present for life, knowing that true presence is the highest gift that can actually be offered. So with that, I honor the trees and all the animal beings, the creatures great and small. I honor the seas, the rivers, and the oceans. I honor the mountains, valleys, islands, and all the lands across the planet, the sky above and the earth below. And noticing the breath, noticing the body, noticing sound and sensations. Just allow yourself to come into stillness and be held. It's out of the most humble and truest of intentions that spring forth interconnection, tender care and concern, compassionate action, all to support and protect all of us and those who have been great refuge for humanity, accepting, supporting, and protecting all of us. In gratitude and honor, I touch the earth as my witness. In honor and gratitude, I bow to this land of Turtle Island and to all of the ancestors who made it available. I see that I am whole, protected, and nourished by this land and all of the living beings that have been here and made life easy and possible through all of their efforts. I see all those known and unknown who have made this continent a refuge for people of so many origins and colors by their talent, perseverance, and love, those who have worked hard to build schools, hospitals, bridges, roads, to protect human rights, to develop science and technology, to fight for freedom and social justice. So intentionally taking two or three breaths, just breathing in, breathing out, and staying connected to the body as best you can. We touch our Native American and Indigenous ancestors and elders, those who have lived on this land for such a long time and known the ways to live in peace and harmony with each other and with nature, protecting the mountains, forests, animals, plants, and minerals. We are grateful for the foods that you, our ancestors, have cultivated that continue to nourish us today and for the contribution to our system of government. We're in touch with the profound suffering of our Native American ancestors, genocide, displacement, racism, and separation from homeland, sacred spaces, culture, religion, food, dance, songs. We deeply honor the bravery and leadership that has allowed our people to survive and thrive. And we are humbled by the brilliance of our cultural renewal, the resilience of our traditions, and our deep generosity over these past 500 years. I release our suffering to the earth and ask the earth, sky, water, and fire to help me transform it into wisdom and compassion. I aspire to persevere, nourish, and pass on your medicine, ingenuity, humor, courage, dignity, clarity, compassion, traditions of cooperation, and selfless service to the community. I see you all, known and unknown, inside of me, and in gratitude, I honor you all. And still allowing yourself to know the in and out breathing, sensations coming and going in the body. We touch our African American, and Afro-Caribbean ancestors and elders, you who were enslaved and brought to this land, who poured your blood, sweat, and tears onto this land, whose unrewarded labor helped to make this country an economic power. I am in touch with the crippling violence and inhumanity that my African ancestors faced, the loss of land, language, culture, family, freedom, and how they always found ways to resist, to subvert oppression, to maintain humanity through prayer, soulful singing, slave revolts, humor, communities of escaped slaves, through political struggle, a commitment to education and economic empowerment. I aspire to preserve, nourish, and pass on your strength, patience, perseverance, forgiveness, love, humility, creativity and innovation in agriculture, inventions, music, dance, art, the sciences, oratory, literature, sports, religion, civil and human rights activism, and community spirit. I see you all, known and unknown, inside of me. And in gratitude, I honor you all. I touch my Latino and Latina ancestors, my Latinx ancestors and elders of this land, you who are the children of the indigenous peoples of the Americas and the Spanish colonizers, some who for centuries lived on and built up roughly half of this present day United States, and some immigrating from Central and South America more recently. We touch the blood, sweat, and tears you have poured onto this land as farm laborers, skilled artisans, teachers, politicians, architects, engineers, activists. We're in touch with the suffering of our Latino and Latina ancestors due to war and racist policies like the deportation of millions of Mexican American citizens during the Depression, the deportation of many from Central and South America today, as well as loss of land and culture. I'm in touch with the United Farm Workers Movement to end dehumanizing conditions for migrant workers. And we feel this collective energy, courage, intelligence, and dedication nourishing and supporting us to also do our part. We aspire to preserve, nourish, and pass on your strength, patience, perseverance, forgiveness, love, humility, innovation in the arts, your tradition of nourishing food, taking care of family. We see you all known and unknown inside of us, and in gratitude, we honor you all. And again, staying with the body, sensations, noticing emotions, feelings. I touch my Asian immigrant, Asian American and Pacific Islander ancestors and elders of this land. And those of you from East Asia, Southeast Asia, Southwest Asia, and the Pacific Islands. I'm in touch with you who courageously survived and continue to persist in the face of war, colonialism, displacement from your ancestral homelands, and who carved a graceful new path amidst the turmoil of dislocation and discrimination. I touch your experiences of Chinese and South Indian indentured servitude, Japanese American internment, anti-Asian exclusion laws, Armenian genocide, Zionist war and occupation, exile, civil wars, the loss of indigenous languages and customs, labor exploitation, land dispossession. I touch your sacrifice and contribution to the economic success of this land through your unpaid labor in gold mines and farms and canneries along the Pacific coast. Your work in the dangerous construction of the railroads. The ancient connection that you shared with the cosmos and earth that allowed you to navigate the stars and the seas to exchange with the indigenous people of this beautiful land and many other corners of the world long before Columbus even lived. I touch the immensity of your contributions to language, medicine, science, astronomy, religion, and the arts. Your respect for elders and ancestors, commitment to youth and family and education, your painstaking care to maintain culture. I honor you as lineage holder and great teacher of some of the practices we do today. We see you all known and unknown inside of us, and in gratitude, we honor you all. I touch my European American ancestors and elders, you who came to this land to find freedom from political and religious oppression and poverty, who came seeking a new vision of society. I touch the deep insight and compassion of these ancestors, the Quakers, the abolitionists, the peace activists, the great conservationists. I'm aware that some of my European American ancestors lost their fortunes and even their lives to resist the oppression of people of color. At the same time, I touched the great suffering experienced by some of you in my ancestry who were misguided in their views, whose belief in superiority led to the decimation of the native peoples, the horrors of slavery, the exclusion of people of color. And I pour all of this suffering on the earth, and I ask the earth to help us transform it into wisdom and compassion. I aspire to preserve, persevere, nourish, and pass on your courage in coming to an unfamiliar land, your strong faith and commitment to democracy, your perseverance, respect for the arts and ingenuity. I see you all, known and unknown, inside of me. And in gratitude, I honor you all. And in closing, we sit noticing the breath, noticing the in-breath, noticing the out-breath, listening as best we can to sensations in the body, in the heart and mind, to feelings and emotions. Feeling the gathered energy. Supporting and accepting us in the same way the earth does. We vow to cultivate and maintain this energy and to transmit it to future generations. We vow to contribute our part in transforming the separation, violence, hatred, and delusion that still lies deep in the collective consciousness of this society and all groups. We vow to work towards leaving the future generations a legacy of love, a legacy of kindness, compassionate action, unbounded joy, equanimity, protection and support, in gratitude and in honor, I touch the earth. Give me everything mangled and bruised, and I will make a light of it to make you weep, and we will have rain, and we will begin again. May the merits of this practice benefit all beings and bring about peace.